The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 21st June 2018. To silence our voices. I'm sorry, what'd I say? It's 27th. I said 21st. Can I roll the clock back 6 days, please? 6 more days of I don't have to go kill communists in my own country. Teresa in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, how are you doing?
A little agitated today because I
completely understand.
Yeah.
I'm calling you because I've been a long-time listener now. Honestly, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your service and everybody else on RBN. I've never called into a show, and, you know, but I listen. I'm a regular listener. My husband, my current husband, woke me up, you know, a long time ago. And now I'm calling you because we're in a business. When I met my husband, he ran his own business. He was very awake and educated me, and I love, you know, being self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in, you know, with this immigration and everything that they're bringing in now and allowing, you know, unfortunately with apps nowadays, I mean, we work in the landscaping lawn care business.
Okay.
That explains it to you right now.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
We were doing really, really well 5 years ago. And we have been on a steady decline for the last 5 years. And it's because we are being undercut by, I'm sorry to say it, illegals that are coming in.
Yeah.
And they'll do the job that we do, you know, professional full service for half the price. And, you know, unfortunately, we're losing business. And
well,
because of that, now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do you look at our website? Do you track stories on that?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, then you notice from the town that I grew up as a kid, Sandusky, Ohio, it's known for, it's the Cedar Point, it's the world's biggest amusement park with the most roller coasters and all that stuff. Well, I went to school with a girl, her name was Janet Corso of the Corso family. Of that story I put up from Sandusky Register a couple of weeks ago, that Corso's was busted, and they hauled off 300 illegals.
Mm.
And that demonstrates exactly mm-hmm. what you're going through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, like I said, you have apps now that people can go on, download an app, enter in their address, and it kicks it out right to them. You never talk to a person. You just suddenly have somebody appear on their yard, mow it, and they get a bill through the app.
Wow.
So that's been their way around it. So now we're going into a new business, exploring my route of doing arts and crafts, because I do a lot of arts and crafts. So now we're doing that, but we've incorporated, because we've decided, okay, we've got to get, you know, a message out there that we are in a civil war right now.
Yep.
You know, and we've got to start waking up the youth, and we've got to, you know, we do with our vending, we do T-shirts, and we do T-shirts that do support the Second Amendment. And I'm Native American, so I do T-shirts where, you know, it says, has Native Americans on it. It says, America, love it or give it back, you know. So we try to make sure that we get our message out there now, and we put, you know, the pocket constitution on our table for anybody to freely take, and it opens up a conversation. And that's what I want to make sure I get out there to people is, you know, anything that you do, just like RBN and everybody here on this network sticks their necks out and tries to get the right message out there. And more of us need to start doing this, because our old timers, I'm sorry, they're getting tired, and they're
saying, dying. They're, you know, dying off. Teresa,
and our boomers didn't do anything for it.
Nope.
You know, they didn't stop it. They didn't teach us, because, you know, they were boomers and they didn't know any better. And now we're stuck in this, you know, okay, we have got to wake up our youth. We have got to speak up. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, no matter who you are, you know, in life, we're getting out of the lawn care business. We're being driven out.
Yeah.
Going into arts and crafts. If you see an arts and crafts vendor that's doing Second Amendment shirts, you know, be bold enough to get that and start wearing it proudly. You know, wear your American pride out there.
You know, it's funny, Teresa. This is kind of off topic, but not really. Harley Davidson. You ever heard the story that, they're moving a lot of their production. I don't know. Where the hell is it, Mike? Indonesia, I think it is, or something like that. And I'm looking at this. Now, the people that ride Harleys.
They're all, they claim to be all American, you know.
And but, Harley, you know, and Harley Davidson as a corporation has decided to make this. Now, Harley has made mistakes in the past. They got with a bowling pin company, AMF, and almost killed a damn company. They were building junk. Harley Davidson at one time almost went totally out of business. But the point is that these people are moving production, and now it's being set.
More Americans losing jobs.
Well, but now the way it's being twisted is, well, it's because of this, the tariffs. And wait a minute here. No, they had plans long before Donald Trump went to war with the people that are building the stuff, sending it back in here. And there's no penalty, there's no tariff, there's no tax, there's no nothing. The guy's trying to restore some industry in this country to keep some people to work. And Harley Davidson, as a corporation, they have changed. They have gone flat stupid by just piddling on their base of the people that buy their product. And I am just astounded. And the grand chase for the money. And this, Teresa, this is easily taken care of. As I've said many times, I don't care if General Motors, I don't care now that Harley, they want to open up manufacturing anywhere in the world, they want to move to the Arctic Circle, I don't care. But sell to that market. Do not build your product and send it back into my country.
Exactly.
We're talking jobs here. We're talking about the business that you had, that you were doing well with. And it's now destroyed.
Yes. And then there's company after company that is now closing down because of, you know, the supposed, you know, Americans. I'm so tired of hearing people say, oh, no, Americans don't want to do that type of job. What are you talking about? I am 43 years old, and I am physically fit from doing this job for 8 years. I do this job. You can't tell me that there aren't Americans that want to do these jobs. Unfortunately, they just don't want to pay the Americans what they need to be paid to even make anything to make their own bills.
I understand the problem. Teresa, I wish you good luck and thank you very much.
Before you let me go,
yeah.
I will be a vendor down there in Round Rock at the Frontier Freedom Festival on the 4th of July. If you're in the area, I would love to meet you.
Okay. All right. And where is this taking place in Round Rock? I don't even know about it.
It's a park in Round Rock. If you look up the Round Rock Frontier Days, you'll definitely find it.
All right. Well, Teresa.
But I would love to meet you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you you broke your silence. How many years you've been? How many years you've been listening to me?
About 6 now.
Okay. Today is a day. I will mark this day down because you've had enough. You decided.
Yes, I have.
You've decided to speak out, and you did it publicly. And I congratulate you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you too, sir, for your service on RBN. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.
You have a great day. Bye.
Also have an affinity because her name's Teresa. That was my mom's name, spelled the same way. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Tom. John. John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, John. Good show. Yeah, John, I got a little info for you. First off, with Maxine Waters, I call her MaxiPad. John, she lives in a $4 million home. She has, I think it was $450,000 worth of automobiles. And why doesn't she take like 200 or 300 of those illegals and put them in her house that she's living in there in California? And Nancy Pelosi lives, she's worth over $100 million. Her husband's worth like $800 million. Why aren't they taking all these illegals and housing them in their homes and on their properties?
You know, that's an interesting thought, because I was thinking the same thing the other day. You know, why are they not taking them in and sponsoring them and using their own money to educate them and take care of their health needs and everything else? No.
Exactly.
They're changing the landscape, and they're going to make you pay for it and me pay for it. We're paying for our own destruction. Isn't that a neat, nifty plan?
Well, it's unbelievable. But, John, you know, getting back to Teresa, your last caller, I want Teresa to know I had two brothers lived out in California back in the late 80s, and they were block masons. And if you find a white block mason in the state of California right now, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $100. Anywhere, especially, you may be up in Northern California, but I'm talking in the Southern California area, Orange County or any of those counties down south. You won't find one, because they've literally wiped that trade out, and they've brought all these illegals in there in California. As you well know, there's more people in L.A. for Mexico in the World Cup than they would any other country. And getting back to about Harley-Davidson, John, I can tell you a little story about that. You know, Harley-Davidson's are manufactured in Milwaukee. And if you know anything about the city of Milwaukee, it's like 95% German-Americans whose family's been there for over 150 years or better. And this is just to punish those people, because if you look at the language alone in this country, there's more people in this country of German extract than any other culture.
Mm-hmm.
But how come we're not speaking German? But there sure is a lot of there's a Spanish station here in South Florida. They've got 10 stations for every English station. You understand? They're not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch and take our jobs.
No, I know.
That's the real point of the matter.
I really do get that. I understand. I pointed this out time after time. You know, we have ceased to be thinking and innovative people. Today, I was just sitting there watching traffic going by. You know what I hardly saw at all? An American-made car. Or at least a car with that I could recognize that was American. Oh, you can't count the Chrysler stuff anymore, because that's now Fiat. They had their hand out to the government twice, got paid handsomely, and then turned around and sold out to Fiat. Ford has made the announcement that we're going to stop making cars. Every damn car that you're seeing is foreign. Now, whether you can split the hairs on this one and whether it's manufactured here in the United States, oh, it's American jobs, Honda and Nissan. And yeah. There might be some Americans building those cars, but it's not an American company. All those profits are going back to the respective countries, whether it be South Korea, Japan, Germany. Ford Motor getting out of the business of building cars? Seriously? Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Good evening. In the 1980s, my husband was refurbishing brownstones in Manhattan, and he got two calls on two different occasions and met with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump watches things. he's a very astute man, whether, I don't know, a lot of your listeners are so negative, and if you say anything, you're Jamie Kelso, whatever.
I know.
The point being is, the man's astute. He watched what my husband did with these brownstones, because he does only new construction type
right.
thing, and sure, he's involved with every mafioso, Giulioso, whatever you want to call
Congratulations,
it.
You're doing business in New York.
Right, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the thing is the system, he knows the system. He puts these weirdos next to him so he can figure out their next move. And it's real hard for a lot of your listeners. Oh, well, he's doing nothing, and Roxanne said something, and she's got to do this. You know, no. Positivity. If we keep on this negative mode and listen to, you know, oh, well, it's Maxine Waters screaming, and, you know, Laura Loomers, she's got cojones, I guess, for a young, she's 25. She chases down everybody. She's amazing. I followed her for a while. But she's amazing, Gail. She'll stand up, and she always gets pulled out of places. She went to Bill Clinton. She does everybody. She's wonderful. But the thing is people don't have to get their panties in a knot because we say something positive about Trump or somebody. I mean,
but Roxanne, okay, hold on here. Because it's being perceived that if you say anything about Donald Trump, that you're a Trumper. And I have got to remain objective. When the guy does something, says something stupid, or does something stupid, or what I perceive to be unconstitutional, I'm going to speak out about it.
Absolutely.
And then here's the danger. The danger is we're creating our own little tribes. We're creating our own little camps now among ourselves.
Well, I'm just out there.
Oh, yeah, you are,
you know,
because no, yes, you are. Because you are not going to vilify Donald Trump. You are speaking Roxanne, hold on a second.
Okay.
Thank you. You are speaking positive about Donald Trump, and there are people that don't like Donald Trump and don't like him and don't trust him. We know what people have been saying about him. But Roxanne, I'm saying the perception is you're a trumpeter. You're a trumpet. Give it a name.
I know.
Yeah. So
I'm not. I don't like a lot of people, and I don't. And I've been around presidents, and I've told you kings and all of these people around the world. And I know one JF from another, I believe. And I could be wrong, but I do have to figure this thing is hundreds and hundreds of years old. Can we not beat each other up on RVN and say, well, I got to do this and this and this? Or, I have to be positive. I've just spent 2 days in LaGrange helping friends that are very sick, and now they're doing better. Because I came over there, and I drove, and I gave them positivity. And it's not stupidity. It isn't, oh, rah, rah, USA. It's, we can do this. You can do this day by day. I can't do it for you, but I'm here to tell you.
Roxanne, you and I look at the world through a different lens.
Mm-hmm.
I know that voting for this president or that president is really not going to fundamentally change what the federal government is and what it does. We just have a fresh face for another 4 years, and if things stick to course, we're going to have Donald Trump for 8 years. We had the Bushy boy for 8 years. We had Bill Clinton for 8 years. We had Obama for 8 years. So they can get in there and do their destruction and construction and whatever the hell they want to do. But that is not representative of a constitutional government. We have run off the rails so far that what is being tolerated in this country now are like the little twits running for Congress out of New York. If this were 20, 25, 30 years ago, they would have been shouted out of town.
But in my world...
Hang on a second. I got a break. I'll bring you back. 800-313-9443. What's on your mind, folks, as America burns?
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Roxanne, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to just kind of mention, everybody throws that Constitution out there, which I, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful document. But if you go back to the Paris Treaty of Paris or whatever and reread that, we're still under England. And Mr. Clint Richardson's brilliant, brilliant observations in his tome, his works, his, you know, years of research and whatnot, he's so on target. And so it doesn't, and you're right, but what doesn't matter if it's right, left, purple, green, or blue in the White House? It's, there's generations of people, I mean, even 100 years ago, people didn't even know about the Constitution. They were just surviving the, the depressions and the wars, and they were just trying to feed their families. They didn't have time to talk about, well, it's unconstitutional. They just...
Roxanne, it was an accepted, everybody accepted that we were still a constitutional republic. They didn't question it. That's why you didn't hear people asking about it. Yes, we were involved in wars that we shouldn't have been involved in. Yeah, there's a lot of things in this country we should not have done. But back then, people did not doubt that we had a form of government that was worth fighting and dying for. You know, we did it with World War I and World War I Part II. We did it in Vietnam. We did it in Korea. There were people
I believe. Well, I believe they didn't read the actual oh, well, this bill just passed, and, you know, because they didn't have time, you know. What they slip in bills is like, you know, take all their freedoms away, put G5 out there, put this out there. People don't read these bills because they're up to 2,000-3,000 pages anymore.
Well,
but we got to pass it to see what's in it.
Yeah. No, I get it, and I understand what you're saying. I do. Mm-hmm. But this was a time, guess what was being still taught in our schools? Was the Constitution. Did you have people that were radical running around in the streets promoting socialism and communism? Did you have them threatening people? No. You know, for years and years and years, all the dangerous, the alternative, these right-wingers, oh, they're gonna form militias and they're going to shoot people. And who's in the streets of America committing violence today?
Well, I was doing family genealogy, and my grandfather, he was from Canada, came to Michigan, went to U of M, became a doctor, yibbity, yibbity. But I found one of his journals, and he wrote in 1830, this form of government does not want us to heal the people. So it's increments, whether it be law, medicine, or politics. It's a layers, but we're trying to peel back the layers, and that's where I'm positive.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, it doesn't matter if it's Trump, Bush, Google, hoo-hoo, whatever. But we're actually trying, and as your network so rightly does, is peel back the layers, and we don't agree with every little thing and every little host, or they're not little, they're huge. But the point being is the people, you know, there's not a, I'm going to listen to Megyn Kelly? Really?
Yeah.
For what? You know,
and today on, they call it the Five, there is the retread from NPR, just an open communist socialist, Juan Williams, sitting on that set. And we have the Gutfield, and we have this legged individual in her party dress with her dress hiked up around her earlobes, and sitting there talking about absolutely nothing, but we still get our daily dose of Juan Williams and his claptrap. Oh, yeah, it's fun fodder on the set to attack some of the things he's saying, but look at who the man is. Look at what he is about. Look what's being given a space where no space should be provided. You watch what happens. You watch what happens when Disney takes over Fox. You watch what happens.
The pedophiles run in.
Thank you
for your time, John.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Roxanne. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, what a perfect segue into this one. You folks, by the way, you folks go to our website and read the stories. Julie said to me today, did you see this? I said, yeah, I had it posted. Where do you find all these stories? I bring the stuff that I feel that's pertinent that people ought to know about. There is a head of a prominent charity that campaigns against child abuse. Well, that sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? Championing against innocent children, and I mean innocent. He was arrested for trying to arrange to rape multiple children as young as 2 years old. I didn't even see this on Fox News. Why? Joel Davis, he's 22 years old, was arrested in New York on Tuesday on child sex abuse charges. Davis is the chairman of the International Campaign to Stop Rape and Gender Violence in Conflict, an organization devoted to ending sexual violence. He's accused of trying to set up sexual encounters between himself and children as young as 2 years old. Tarred and feathered, and the feathers lit on fire. No reason to get
excited. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
By the way, this Davis character, he's also solicited an undercover FBI agent to send sexually explicit videos of young children. The head of this charity that campaigns against sexual violence has been arrested in New York for child pornography and allegedly trying to meet with children as young as 2 for sex. Davis, 22, is accused of trying to set up sexual encounters between himself and young children, as well as soliciting an undercover FBI agent to send sexually explicit videos of minors. The New Yorker was arrested on Tuesday on child abuse and child pornography charges. He's the chairman of the International Campaign to Stop Rape and, as I said, Gender Violence and Conflict. And this is an organization devoted to ending sexual violence. Joel Davis is accused of trying to set up sexual encounters between himself and young children, soliciting the FBI agent. Prosecutors say that despite his involvement in his organization, Davis exchanged text messages with undercover agents over the course of several weeks earlier this month. Davis told the agents that he was sexually interested in children of all ages. He's accused of sending the agents sexually explicit photographs of infants and toddlers. This son of a bitch should be hung. I am not joking. the 22-year-old, allegedly arranged to meet the 9-year-old daughter of one of the undercover agents with the purported 2-year-old daughter of the officer's girlfriend. He went into detail in the text messages about what sexual activities he intended to engage in with children. And prosecutors said that Davis repeatedly asked the undercover agents to take naked and sexually explicit pictures and videos of the children and to send them to him. And following the arrest, 22 years old, he allegedly admitted to officers that he had abused a 13-year-old boy in the past and that he kept child porn images on his phone. Having started an organization that pushed for the end of sexual violence, Davis has displayed the highest degree of hypocrisy. Is that what you want to call it, hypocrisy? How about perversion? How about calling it exactly what it is? As if this wasn't repulsive enough, Davis allegedly possessed and distributed utterly explicit images of innocent infants and toddlers being sexually abused by adults. What? What? Taking this guy to trial? How about a long walk off a short pier with a backpack full of rocks? And I'm going to be standing at the end of the dock, and if you pop your head up for a breath of air, I'm going to do target practice. How about that as suited punishment for this kind of perversion? And it's not like he's not educated. He's educated in some of the finest institutions. He attended Oxford University, Columbia University, and the Juilliard School. That's music. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey S. Berman described Davis's actions as unfathomable and sickening. Yeah, well, you're starting to get closer with your adjectives there. And he started this organization devoted to stopping sexual violence while allegedly engaged in this duplicitous behavior of sharing explicit images of infants engaged in sexual activity. How does an infant take part in a sexual activity? Oh, yeah, just being progressive and liberal and just let's just stretch the boundaries and everything's okay. And to have two daddies, that's perfectly normal. And to teach homosexuality in schools, yeah, that's okay. It's just alternative. Look what it is breeding. Look what kind of fungus it is breeding. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. Listen, this is an amazing show. You bring so much to the forefront, but moreover, you analyze it like it needs to be analyzed. What you're talking about now, let's think back to Ted Gunderson, the late Ted Gunderson, FBI man, and Senator John DeCamp, who pointed out, John, if you might recall, Finders and other groups that purported to help missing children and exploited children, yet they were in fact the culprits. They were setting up the dastardly dark net to use these kids, and that's why we see so many pedophiles interwoven into the child custody services across this country. And you're pointing this out, and you're right. Where's Fox News? Where are these people? Could this be a case of, I know you had some negative callers on Don Trump the other day, but we've heard the stories that he's rounding up pedophiles. This could be a for instance, and chalk it up for him, his influence. I'm just saying. And what I did call about, John, was I've talked about it before, and I was hearing your tone today with these Marxists that have totally taken over the Democrat Party and are now trying to use that vehicle to take over all of America. I do want to point out the split that Michael Piper pointed out many years ago about communism. It's almost like they took two roads, maybe for the same goal here, where the Trotskyites, through the Federal Society, took over the Republican Party, and the out-and-out Marxists, communists, took over the Democrat Party long ago. The Trotskyists, of course, Trotskyites employing more finesse, more deception, having to appeal to the good people that have been drawn to the Republican Party. And a case, I hate to even point it out, but a good example of one of their situations is, you called it a coup d'etat, perhaps, where Ollie North was installed by them to run the NRA after the power elites are very much against Wayne LaPierre, who was calling out the leftist elites. Your thoughts, John, on this?
You heard what I had to say about it, Ed, before. And I've said, look, you know, taking a Hollywood type like Charlton Heston, Charlton Heston lived the life that people perceived that the person that he was. Okay? He wasn't a loony liberal. He wasn't a lefty. He understood the Republic. He understood the Constitution. He understood the importance of the Second Amendment in case people want to come and take everything we have away, that we can try to defend it. And by installing this guy, people do not know the story of Oliver North. The only thing they've heard about Ronald Reagan, okay, it was drugs for guns, and, well, we were just trying to do some good things, and there were the Sandinistas and these guys, and it just all got lost in the mess. Well, Oliver North was part and parcel of the drug running. He was a damn criminal. And nothing has been done about it. Nothing has been done about Bill Clinton. Nothing has been done about Hillary. Nothing has been being done with the people that are in your face, breaking every tenet of decency and morality or ethics or politics. Give it a name. They're in your face and they're being protected. And here we sit, day after day, trying to maintain civility, trying to maintain normalcy, in the face of, I don't even know what the hell to call it anymore, Ed. Tsunami, a hurricane, I don't even know what to call it.
Well, you're sure right about everything you're saying, John, and it's disheartening in one way because of what this could lead to. On the other hand, I do see pockets of hope with Gordon Martinez. They stole the vote from him there in Nevada. But we still have the movement behind the Bundys to perhaps run a good campaign and get some information out.
Yeah.
And what have you. I will say this, though, about one last thing on Ollie North. And I'm somebody that sent money, if you can believe it, when I didn't know any better, decades ago, to his U.S. Senate run in Virginia because... again, that was me much younger and way back when. But Ollie North, just for a blast from the past here, Terry Reid wrote that book, Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, where he outlines how Bush's Clinton's Whitewater and Bush's Iran-Contra intersected at MENA, Arkansas. And the prime figure was John Caffey, also known as Oliver North.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was up to his eyeballs. They burnt Barry Seal. Barry was up there in the backyard of Bill Clinton doing the drug and the gun running. Mm-hmm. They were bringing in people from Central America to supposedly train them. And once they got here, they looked around. They thought, well, hell, this is pretty good. Why the hell do I want to learn how to fight and go back to that crap hole? They just left. Half of them left. They were illegals running around our country, but they saw it attractive enough. They didn't want to do that. So they just... opted out.
Well, like you say, all that criminality in Arkansas with the Clintons, you know, where is Jeff Sessions? Why isn't something being done about it? And is this going to run the statute of limitations
You know, let me answer that, because you're going on and you're bringing up a lot of stuff. I think Jeff Sessions will be dealt with after the November elections. I think you're going to see, because I see Trump kind of stepping back a little bit. He doesn't want to muck up the works here with supposed conservatives taking the vote. He doesn't want to add any more fuel to the fire that's trying to burn his White House down. So what I look for him to do after these midterms, there's a reason why they call it midterm, because it's the mid part of the presidency. And I think after that, Mr. Sessions is going to go bye-byes.
Yes, I hope you're right, and it could also lead to a further consolidation of Trump's true inner circle. When I say true inner circle, I appreciated you defending him the other day about, like you asked that one caller, what did he do wrong? What did he do indictable? No, this isn't. I was looking at it 2 years or months back. Is there theater going on here? No. If this is theater, this is a heck of a theater, because he is under whole siege. It's just like those that says that Adolf Hitler was staging. No, that was a real war. Right or wrong, World War II was real. There was fighting. And Trump is under attack here. And he's doing things that how many of us could get up there and say what he said in South Carolina, where he says, I don't think they should even be in detention centers, those gate crashers. They ought to be sent back. They shouldn't see an American judge. That's what we talk about here on RBN.
Yeah.
And here we have callers down on him for that?
But again, Ed, do you see the division line starting here? Arguing amongst ourselves? You know, let me tell you something about Jamie Kelso's program. He doesn't draw the numbers that Mike Rivero does or me. But I can tell you what, he's got solid numbers every day. People are listening to his show. Some people have it in their mind that Donald Trump is this or he's that or he's a plant or he's this. And in their mind, they have already met, and then they will go attack that which they perceive as being phony or evil or give it a name, give it a value. Don't even care.
Yeah. All right. I'm with you, John. We have to keep his feet to the fire, just like you say, when he's going astray. But like you pointed out, it's like he came back on the Syria matter and just out of the blue. And this had to really peeve off Nikki Hale, that no good Nick, when he said, we're not going to fund the groups over there, the CIA-sponsored groups. You know, the day may come after the midterms, maybe he starts saying, we did this. The CIA sponsored these terrorist groups there. He almost said it during the campaign. Maybe this is going to be happening again. But right now with the border, and he's choosing now to go after China as well on the tariffs, and he doesn't seem to be backing down.
He's backing down somewhat, though. I mean, he's talking about maybe lessening the amount of... You know, what he's trying to do is force them to the damn negotiating table. That's what he's trying to do here. And you don't do it if you walk up to him and you don't carry a big stick and thump them over the head with it. You're not going to get their attention by offering them posies. What he's done is he's made a statement. He said, look, we're going to do the tariffs here. We're going to do the taxations. Well, how do you guys feel about it? Oh, you're going to retaliate. Okay, well, that's going to damage both of us. How about we go back to the table and let's redo this damn deal? That's what he's doing right now. And he's getting persecuted for it. But in the meantime, Americans have no jobs and are as broke can be. You can't have it both ways.
You got that right, John. And Harley-Davidson should rethink it. Look at all the bikers that are showing up for Trump. They should rethink what they're doing.
But let's not blame it on the people that have bought the Harleys in the past. They did not make the corporate decision to do this. And these people are not going to back them on it. And God forbid they go out and buy an Indian.
Yeah.
Which, to me, are better styled bikes and run better than Harleys do. So there. Ed, I got to run.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. On the tail of this story about the twit that thinks it's okay to watch little babies being sexually molested, did you guys go to the website? Did you look at the stories that are posted below that? International network of 87,000 pedophiles dismantled. American media silent. Cops and government workers arrested, another story, arrested in massive sting. People buying kids for as young as 4 years old for sex. Who the hell are these people? What possible satisfaction do you get by raping a four-year-old? What the hell is wrong with your twisted world? Another story. Child sex trafficking. Fastest growing crime as Secret Service agent and teacher arrested in massive sting. Part of government. People wearing badges. There's got to be a house cleaning, folks, and I don't know if I like how the house has got to be cleaned. Do you think we're experiencing anything new in the human race by setting up a government? Toddling around for a while and feeling good about yourself, only to watch that government being destroyed from within? Promoting that which is destructive to the country, to the societal fabric, to the culture. You know, when the last hanging took place in America, I think it was the last public hanging was in 1937. This 22-year-old should be sentenced to death and publicly hung. Mike, my screen went out again. Can you hit the refresh button on your side again, please? What's that? Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck. Chuck, are you there?
Yeah, I am now. Now that I heard the beep, and I know that you turned me on. Hey, I'll be a little nicer today. I've got something that I heard on Michael Rivero today, and I missed the article that he was referencing to, saying where Trump had pretty much green-lighted Syria's taking out the last of ISIS.
Wait a minute. Back up. Repeat what you just said.
Okay, I was listening to Michael Rivero.
No, I heard that part. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we all understand that the only place that ISIS still survives in Syria is where American troops are. I mean, the articles that came out showing, again, we're, you know, flying out their leadership and everything. I've got a bet for you, and I don't expect you to pay, but I'll give the network another $500 if America pulls out of Syria before Americans are killed and they use that as an excuse to go to war with Syria. What do you say? All I'll ask is that you give me 1 hour on this platform to trash Donald Trump for his treason.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Thank you very much. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hello, John.
Yes. Make it quick. We're running out of time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If Trump is declaring war on ISIS, Israeli secret intelligence services, don't we all know that it's a creation of Mossad, CIA, and MI6, like they all have been? Since the days of OSS, I think. John, when the coup d'etat took out JFK, it was a coup d'etat figuratively on all of us, in every way possible. So I guess I go back to Patrick Henry. He didn't want a central government. He did not. He was anti-federalist. That's what we all need to be. Anti-federalist, starting with the termination of all aid, so-called corporate American taxpayer welfare, to Israel. We recall all the F-35s. We terminate their high-tech industry in, it's in Jerusalem. It's headquartered in Telpiot. It's in Jerusalem. And they stole everything. Or it was given, granted to them. As it still is. So, John, it's Shabbat. All crimes, as you have been describing, all crimes lead to Shabbat Lubavitchers, man.
And Fred, what is never, ever dared to be reported is the biggest people in the porn industry, guess where they're located?
They're kikes in Julywood or Tel Aviv. That's the world's megalopolis for everything you've been describing. Snuff films, the white sex slave trade.
Yeah.
It's a billion-dollar industry as of 05, according Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, or Israel Times. They openly report on it over there. A white sex slave trade out of Europe. A billion-dollar-a-year industry. Well, damn. Huh. I don't know if Julywood satanic Talmudists can compete with that. Who was it? Kikes. Who was the guy that, you know, that Hollywood actor that labeled them all as kikes?
I don't remember. What? Mel Gibson?
No. It wasn't Mel Gibson.
All right. Well, at any rate, Fred, I'm running out of time and you run out of memory. I'll have to let you go. I thank you for your call. All right. You know, folks, look, to wrap this up, I've not been this angry and disgusted in a very long time because it just hit me today what is happening to America and where this is going. The self-serving people that have been running the programs promising for years, oh, well, we're going to help you. We're going to give you more money. We're going to give you more food. We're going to give you more for housing. We're going to give you this. We'll give you cell phones. We'll give you this. Have not helped them one bit. Not helped them because they never had to do anything to achieve. I don't mind feeding somebody that's working for me, but I'll be damned if I'm going to feed them if they're not. Or if I hire them to work for me, they sit on their butts and do nothing, and I'm still expected to feed them. I don't think so. What has gone from the landscape of schools, of hard work, persistence, your imagination, your own sweat, your ability to create and do? This disease has now crawled out of the inner cities, and it's being promised as a utopia to the rest of the country. For those that are in need, and there's a hell of a lot of people in need, and they're going to line up in a New York sector with their hands out, and they're going to vote for the people that is making the promise, I'm going to give you more free crap. Because we know you can't go out there and get a job to do it. Jeez. I got to go, man, before my head blows off. Support this network, folks. You hear the folks are in support of what we're doing. We can only remain if you give us the financial support in which to do that.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.